Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 59. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 27 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 49. Dry with temps well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 22.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Josephine Joe Brown, the first black woman elected to the Wichita Board of Education, has died. Brown joined the school board in April of 1971. She's known for splitting grade levels to create middle school and supporting student discussions with lawmakers. Three people in Hutchinson are in custody after police discovered a drug lab. 42-year-old Curtis Chappell was arrested for unlawful manufacturing of a controlled substance, along with distribution and possession of drugs. Police seized drugs, meth, cocaine, and more than 50 pounds of DMT. Two others were also arrested. And a man arrested following a police chase and crash in East Wichita is now formally charged. Eric Harper faces multiple charges, including robbery, eluding police, and aggravated battery. The crash left two people and had minor injuries. In Wichita, Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this: Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage. Because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. After trailing by as many as 16 points and going down by 13 at half, the Wichita State Shockers surged in the second half and came from behind to beat the UAB Blazers yesterday, improving to 1-0 in American Conference play with a 75-70 victory. It was a career day for Kenyon Giles, who tied his career high and led all scorers Wednesday with 26 points. That's the fifth 20-point game this season for the two-time transfer from Radford and UNC Greensboro. TJ Williams was the only other Wichita State player to crack double figures with 12 points in the win, while Will Berg came just 1 point shy of a double-double, netting 9 points and 10 boards. Both teams shot 44% from the floor on Wednesday, but it was a much better three-point shooting day for the Shockers than it was for the Blazers. Wichita State shot 45% from beyond the arc, while UAB shot just 25% from downtown. Daniel Rivera led UAB in scoring with 18 points in the losing effort. The Shockers will be back in action this weekend, continuing continuing their road trip with a meeting with the Charlotte 49ers, who lost their conference opener on Tuesday. That game will tip at 5 o'clock Saturday. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
Kansas hospital staff know the facts about 340B.
The 340B program helps patients in our community through our medication assistance program. The program allows us to offer medications to our patients at a decreased price, which gets them access to medications they may not otherwise be able to afford.
Learn more at 340bkansas.org and see the difference 340B makes every day. This ad was paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.